Biohacking, episode number 630 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Nicole Gonzalez. How is everyone doing? We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Whether cutting carbohydrates, editing genes or carrying implantable magnets, biohacking is one of the most common forms of self-improvement in the modern world. It is probably also a kind of basic organic hack to go to the gym and eat organic. In an infographic on its website, Asprey defines biohacking as the use of science, biology and self-experimentation to take control, improve body, mind and life and become superhuman. Transhumanism is a philosophical movement that advocates the fusion of flesh, blood and body with machines. The approach of the transhumanists is that a technologically improved human body with the ability to self-experiment is, in my opinion, the next step in the evolution of humanity and not the end of human life. Of course, not everyone who undergoes any kind of improvement will necessarily be identified as a transhumanist, but he could be more accurately described as someone who tries to change their physiology without necessarily absorbing practice as a guiding philosophy. As human improvement becomes more commonplace, it seems that the number of ways in which people will change is continuing to grow. Although biohacking is a 21st-century concept, experimenting with the body through nutrition, cures and biology change is nothing new. Note, Las Vegas-based biohacker Karee, a member of the Transhumanists of America and founder of biohacking, Nguyen is exposed to technology, based on biohacking, spurred by his experience growing up in the United States as a member of the Transhumanist Americas, a transhumanist group. He now follows a daily regime that he believes will extend his lifespan and improve his mood. One of the more unusual aspects of his regime is that he hangs upside down for 5 minutes in the morning, a trick he picked up from two older, teenage women he had once met. We are looking at biohacking, which is defined as manipulation of the brain and body to optimize performance. It can cover a dizzying range of activities, but it's worth getting to grips with the basics, starting with the fascinating Netflix series Unnatural Selection, in which biohacking is more common than headlines. Later, we will also give a brief overview of other types of biohacking, including some of the rather incredible artworks that can lead to a variety of health benefits, such as cancer prevention and treatment. In general, you are not waiting for peer-review meta-analysis, but rather for a deeper look at the science behind it. In the world of biohacking, many people will swear by it, especially in the case of cancer, even if the health benefits are not confirmed by research. If you are someone who loves data and has an independent streak when it comes to taking responsibility for your health, incorporating elements of biohacking into a healthy lifestyle may work for you. Biohacking is a trendy term nowadays, tossed around to describe almost any change you might make to your health. For many biohackers, it is to make small incremental changes in diet and lifestyle to achieve small improvements in health and well-being. The best biohacking results are achieved when you are well-informed and careful about what works for your body. Nutrigenomics also investigates how different nutrients affect your health over time and how they affect how you feel, think, and behave. This popular but controversial form of biohacking relies on mapping and optimizing the body's overall genetic expression to test how it affects health at all times. You can target the parts of your biology that are important to improve, such as blood pressure, heart rate, blood sugar levels, and blood sugar levels. These tools allow you to make biological modifications, such as restricting or adding or adding certain foods. This evolutionary framework helps identify strategies that biohackers could apply by comparing inherited Pleistocene biology with current conditions. Genetic engineering is the process of using existing genes and injecting them into an organism. As soon as you start with basic genetic engineering, you start with microorganisms like bacteria and yeast. Add a related maize and then another maize of the same type. Bacteria and yeasts grow very quickly and can survive in many different environments. This is in contrast to human mammalian cells, which are said to require a much more defined environment, and even to plants, which can sometimes take a long time to develop. Biohacking is a buzzword that brings together a wide range of disciplines, from biology to computer science to engineering. Basically, it means doing things to the body and mind to make things work better. Why not? The reasoning goes, if you can hack the world's most complex computer systems, why not the body? The purest biohacker has set himself a goal, to create a human body, like a body, complete with brain, arms and legs. Their approach is a hyper-technical approach that attempts to understand and repair our bodies through all kinds of technologies. Feige wants to live in the future, merge with robots and become an ultra-human with the help of artificial intelligence, artificial limbs and even artificial eyes. This was Biohacking, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 630. My name is Nicole Gonzalez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.